What is evolution? Illusion of the ideal. What is evolution? Evolution is the illusion of the ideal. We look at things and we say, this animal is evolving. This animal has evolved over millions and trillions of years. This animal has evolved and evolved. Humanity has evolved from a very sad, undeveloped being into a very creative being. Well, is that true? Do we look at our children and do we say they are evolving from childhood to adult? Do we look at our children and do we look at them and say they are evolving from intelligent beings to super intelligent beings, or are beings that have a good brain to beings that have an ideal brain? Always the ideal is there. The ideal of the human being is always there. It is the ideal. It is the format. It is the program by which the ideal is revealed. Now, why is it that the ideal does not reveal itself in the illusion immediately? Why is it that there is not an ideal a being of humanity right away? Why do we have to evolve into that being? Why do we have to see it as an illusion before we see it as the reality or the ideal self? Well, it all depends on where we look. Does the ideal man exist? Yes, he does. Does the evolutionary man exist? Yes, he does. Which one do you want? Well, if you study about the evolutionary man, then you will be visualizing man going through the various modes of being until he arrives at the evolved man, the ideal man. Now, do you look at man? You look at humanity and you say, that's the ideal. That's the ideal father. That's the ideal mother. That's the ideal son or daughter. That's the ideal person, human being. That's the ideal. That's the ideal president. Well, have you ever seen an ideal president? The ideal president is trying to do the will of the people. Now, the ideal president is the father who is knowing what is best for himself and his world, and he just does it. He doesn't have to win the approval of anybody to be who he is. He just does it. Now, even the ideal father, as we visualize him in our humanity, in our world, is far from being ideal. I watched a documentary on Tesla last night, and I've seen several, and this was had a lot of the information that previous ones had, but it had a lot of new information. And Tesla was just a brilliant man. He liked mathematics. He liked inventing. He liked being creative. He liked using energy. And he came to the conclusion that all matter is energy, and all energy is matter. And the energy can be formed into imperfect matter or into perfect matter. However, the imagination of the one thinking about it works with it. And he worked with it very carefully. He worked with it very carefully. Oh, he had the death ray. He had all sorts of things that were thought about. And how interesting that was. I thought it was most interesting that when Tesla had passed on, all the world recognized that he had done some very marvelous things. And yet, Tesla's brother or relative, nephew, I guess it is, from Yugoslavia, he came over and he said he wants to take all the things that Tesla has done back to his country. Well, the United States did not have to give it to him. Tesla became a United States citizen. He was a United States citizen, and he had, in making his pledge to be a United States citizen, he did everything he could for the United States. There was no other country. There was no other world. There was no other time where he was coming out of something into something. It was in the United States that he had the freedom, that he had the opportunity to be the genius that he was. And he was a genius. He really was. But when you looked at him, he never could get married for some reason. He never could get too active in anything. And, of course, the reasons that they told were interesting. They said he couldn't be interested in marriage because he couldn't touch another person's flesh. He didn't like to touch their hand. He didn't like to shake hands. And he didn't like to do it. Well, he wasn't a social person. He was a person who dreamed and wanted to show off his dreams. He's a person who didn't think in evolution. He thought in the illusion of the ideal. That was not the important. He wanted the ideal. And so he brought forth the ideal, and he brought it forth, and you bring it forth. Now, how long are you going to dwell on the illusion? Because that's what all else is. How long are you going to dwell on evolution and call it real? Evolution is merely Henry Ford coming up with this car, or Edison coming up with his light bulb, or any of the things that are coming up with. That's not the total thing. The total thing is, if you could see what Ed Tesla was talking about, he was talking about illumination for all of the world from one source, from one illuminating factor. Now, in his mind, he had the whole thing worked out. Then he put it down on paper, and he put down a lot of things on paper, and a lot of things were not understood. And why weren't they understood? They were not understood because people were trying to see it at the evolutionary point of beingness rather than at the ideal point. And Tesla's dream and attitude and living was at the ideal attitude. Now, it's interesting when you stop and think about it. Tesla did not worry about money. He oftentimes was bankrupt and poor, and he oftentimes didn't have money to create his inventions. But that wasn't the point. He still went on creating. He still went on doing it. Money did not make the invention. Money only messed it up oftentimes. But he built these things, he did these things, and he was just amazing. Now, I'm not trying to praise Tesla. He stands for his own praise. I'm praising the ideal within you and me. And if we will look at our evolutionary self as we're becoming something, then we will never get there. We watched Mitty on television last night, a show on him, and he was a documentary, and all he did was to say where he was at the time and how unhappy he was that he wasn't getting where he wanted to go to be president. And why did he not get where he wanted to go as being president? Because he was concentrating on not getting where he wanted to go to be president. Instead of seeing what he had in his mind, what his agenda was, what his program was to in being president. He didn't want to just be president to carry out the office of the president. That's just a business. He wanted to be president to carry out dreams that he had for this country, dreams that he had for himself, dreams that he had for the world. But in his entire self-documentary, he talked about how unhappy he was and how stupid he was and how his family was worried about him, and when were they going to concede to the other person that ran against this president? When were they going to concede at the ending? You never concede. You go to the last minute. If you don't believe in yourself, they wouldn't have that last minute to go to. It would have been a landslide It would have been tremendous. But the thing is, this is who we are. We are looking at evolution and calling it reality. We are looking at the illusion of the human being, and calling it our ideal. It's not the ideal. What is the ideal? What is the ideal in your life for yourself? What is the ideal in your dreams about yourself? What is the ideal that you have? What are the values that your parents teach you in your family? Do you ever make mistakes? Oh, good ones. Do people all over the world make mistakes? Yes, indeed. And what happens after they made a mistake? They go on. They go on. They don't let that mistake bother them and tie them down. They leap forward from it. And the world looks at them and says, yes, go, leap, and do it. Wonderful. And then the world leaps with them and joins them on their wonderful journey into being the ideal, expressing the ideal, shining forth the ideal in every way, shape, and form in their life. And how great that is. It's not a matter of forgiving us our mistakes. We just don't put attention on them. We put attention on what we have done. Have we learned from the mistake to leave it behind? And have we gone forth to demonstrate our dream? Then we are truly learning from that idea of evolution, which never had to be, because the ideal was always there, waiting for us to enjoy it, to live it, to be it, to have it be real in our life right now. And that's the way it is for you, and that's the way it is for me. So every day, what is evolution? Evolution is the illusion of the ideal. And who are you? You are the ideal. And as the ideal in you and me, I can say, I love you. I love you. I love you.